So you thought you'd take a break from politics the day after the elections, did you? Sure you did, but you forgot. The Trumpster never takes a break. The Trumpster never sleeps. The Trumpster is the Energizer Bad Bunny of America. Like those sci-fi creatures from the 50s, he cannot exist without your attention. He feeds on your horror at every tweet, at every dog whistle, at every misogynistic slur. Avert your eyes for a few days, and he'd dissolve in a puddle of his own slime like the Wicked Witch of the West after a bucket of cold water. Get ready for another 2 years. They don't call it midterm for chuckles. Halfway through our national ordeal. Expect some cabinet shakeups, some firings, some name-calling, another Saturday night massacre. Get ready for a standoff at the border with the zombie caravan trudging north. Gear up for a little saber rattling with Iran and more of that lovable John Bolton, the guy who loves a good ground war. If you thought the blue wave might shut these folks down for a while, you've been out of the country for too long on some cruise ship to Antarctica. The Trump ban and paradigm is to use tweets the way a mass killer uses an AR-15. Careful aim isn't what matters. What matters is keeping the trigger finger engaged. Given enough time and ammo, the splatter spray will bring a building down. Congressional hearings will take months. Investigations will take years. Mueller may be fired, but meantime, the ricocheting tweets and executive orders will be a constant barrage on the 24/7 news cycle. The man is a human whack-a-mole, popping up here, popping up there, popping up everywhere. He didn't lose those elections yesterday. He never loses. And we didn't win any yesterday. There is no winning with this guy in office. Buckle up. The ride isn't anywhere near over.